MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. The case against a man accused of human trafficking in Roswell will not be prosecuted and will instead be deported to Mexico. Quino Teodoro, who was in the country illegally, already in the custody of Department of Homeland Security, and is set to be deported. The federal government is also opting not to prosecute Quino Teodoro. Court records indicate 11 counts of human trafficking were initially brought against him after he was allegedly found to be transporting multiple undocumented immigrants to a stash house in Roswell. The 11 counts were later amended with all counts dismissed except for one count each of human trafficking and human trafficking victims under 16. New Mexico state lawmaker Rep. John Block is proposing a resolution urging the federal government to resume building a wall along the state's border with Mexico. It came to a halt when former President Trump left office. Under House Memorial 20, Representative Block called for more public safety along the border. He's pushing for legal immigration to the U.S. Block intends a border wall would ease the strain at crossings, which he believes contributes to human suffering and drug smuggling. Well, the tension, Roswellites, the Elvis plane, many you might have seen, about to leave the airfield. A Florida businessman, social media personality, and nonprofit leader says he's purchased the 1962 Lockheed Jetstar that once belonged to Elvis Presley, and he plans to move it to Tampa, Florida. The Elvis plane that has been parked at Roswell Air Center for more than 20 years lacks engines, instrumentation, and electronics, so saying it would be difficult to see it take to the skies would be an understatement for the year. For now, Webb plans to come here between February 10th and the 12th to dismantle the red and silver jet and load it onto a truck. And that's news. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.